DDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. Psalm 29 verses 1 and 2. The two-verse introduction to this praise psalm is reciprocated in the two-verse ending. The Lord, YHWH, or Yahweh, is the object of the praise. The subject is the sons of the mighty. The first couplet of this first stanza in Hebrew is Yahweh Yahweh. The second couplet of this first stanza in Hebrew is Ben, meaning children or son. King David, the author, is commanding the sons of the mighty to give the Lord praise. Being a son of God in Christ, according to John chapter 1 verses 12 through 13, I am also commanded to praise the Lord. I am to ascribe, that is, give to the Lord glory, kibbutz in Hebrew, and strength, kibbutz in Hebrew. The Lord is splendor. The Lord is bumptiousness. The Lord is power. I am to honor him in words, song, and hymns. The prophet Isaiah wrote, quote, they rise their voices to shout for joy. From the west they acclaim the Lord's majesty. Therefore, in the east give glory to the Lord. Exalt the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. In the islands of the sea, from the ends of the earth we hear singing. Glory to the righteous one. Isaiah 24 verses 14 through 16. And he wrote, quote, let them give glory to the Lord and proclaim his praise in the islands. Isaiah 42:12. The Lord is clothed in the beauty of holiness. The Lord's holiness was seen on the Mount of Transfiguration. The Lord's beauty was displayed on the Mount of Teachings. The Lord's holiness was raised on the cross. The Lord's holy array will be seen again, quote, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him. He will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. Matthew 25:31.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.